You got a friend in me.
All right, so we got another listener question. What's our question of the day?
I don't know. Let's check it out.
Hey, Heather and Rory. I'd like some advice on how to make friends as an adult, you know, especially when life shifted to mostly online personas. I'm having some difficulty with that. Could you help me?
I love the Georgia accent. I love it. Do you hear it as a Canadian? Like, does that really stick out to you?
I did most of my recording of country music albums in Nashville. So like that, I have a very, it's not, I know that Nashville's not Georgia, but it's like whatever Southern accent that is, like it's, it feels like home.
It doesn't, but do you hear it? Like when I talk to you and stuff, do you hear an accent or are you used to it now?
You sound like you should be ranching cattle right now.
Ooh, I am. I am. I got a cow in the back with all my friends because I make a lot of friends. I have so many. This is hard, Rory. Rory,
he wants to know how to make friends. I want to know how to get rid of them, starting with you and then going down the list from there.
Listen, how did we become friends? Maybe we could start there because we're good friends now. We hang out. We do this show and we're grown-ups, I think, kind of. So how did we make friends?
I just slid into your DMs. I'm like, you up? You're like, yeah.
And listen, don't tell that story. Don't tell it. Yeah. Man, the online persona part, that's the hard thing because I would say most of my good friends, I don't ever see. I never see you, you know?
But a lot of things start online, like even the dating world, right? It starts online and then it goes into in person. You know what we need? Like a Tinder for friendships. That would be ideal.
You know that turned nasty real quick. Mm-mm. You can't be doing that. You can't be trusting now.
No, but like keep it like PG. Do you know what I mean? Like write a bio like you normally would. And then you swipe through like, oh, this person likes hiking. They probably want me to go with them. Swipe left on that guy. And then like this person has a boat. Swipe right. They might invite me one day. You know what I mean? Like this is how you figure out who you want to be friends with.
Isn't it sad that we've gotten to that point? Like I remember just being friends with people as a kid. And now it's like, why is it so freaking hard?
Because as a kid, it's like you have everything in common. It's like, oh, hey, what kind of juice do you have? Oh, cranberry? Cool, cool. I got apple. But be cool because they're both juices. And, you know, as adults, it's like you become more judgmental. It's like, why is that bitch drinking cranberry juice? Does that child have a urinary tract infection? Ew, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of other factors too because you can't just be friends with somebody. Then you have to be like, oh, is my spouse going to get along with their spouse? Is my kids going to get along with their kids? You have the job. There's so many other life factors that we're playing in a bigger sandbox with more people. And it's like this mix match game that never ends.
You're right. There is like you've developed this weird judgment thing as an adult. And it has to line up for some reason. I don't know why that is. Ultimately, I think everyone's looking for a connection, but the advantage to friends is like you don't need to be monogamous. Like just have a bunch of different friends. People are like so hellbent on finding like the perfect person to hang out with, but I mean, you could have friends that are compartmentalized over here for the fun, and then you can have the friends over here that you know you can talk business related things with or whatever the heck the case may be. I think we're too obsessed with trying to find like the right people to hang out with.
But it's also a time thing, friend, because we don't have as much time as grown folks. We have like a few hours in the week, maybe. So it's like you can't have too many friends because what do each one of them get a 15-minute slot? You got to pull out your paper calendar again.
That's true. Try to make plans. It's so funny trying to make plans with like people who also have kids or whatever. It's like, oh, we should hang out sometime. Cool. What's June look like? Ooh, I forget. How about July? Because this is very...
Literally this morning that happened in my voicemail. My friend Andy messaged me. He's like, oh, we should get all of our families together and hang out. And every time we like put something on there, there was like another, it's literally like, I'm going to see him next June. So here's my question. How do you find friends? Let's say you don't have that many options. How would you personally find? I mean, obviously you found me on TikTok. So that's the best place to go for a bestie. But where would you suggest people going?
Start with like your inner circle, but like, and you don't want to make it weird. So like, why don't you just make something up? It's like, oh, hey, Jerry, I have concert tickets to this concert that's, you know, happening next week. But you don't actually have the tickets or whatever, but like my plus one bailed on me. So I need someone to go with me. Right. And so
you
he's like,
lie, you know, at the beginning of your friendship.
It's not a lie. It's a white lie. It's like lying by omission. And so he's like, yo, that sounds like a lot of fun, because he's like, you know, secretly wants to be friends with you as well, but he doesn't want to admit it because, you know, you're not, I'm not a weirdo, right? But anyway, he's like, yeah, I'll go to that concert with you. And then you frantically go out now and you buy those two tickets so you don't look like a pathetic person. So now,
no, this is such bad advice. This is terrible. Keep going.
You're writing notes down, aren't you?
What happens if you go to buy the tickets and they're sold out and then you have to go back and be like, oh, I can't go to the concert? And you're like, what? I thought your plus one was gone. You got to think this through, Rory.
No, because then the concert, you can't get concert tickets now. It's like, well, it's not going to happen, but maybe you still grab dinner or something like that. Maybe we just go out for a drink, Jerry. All right.
And what if Jerry doesn't want to be your friend? You just assumed he does. You said he secretly wants to be your friend too. What if he doesn't?
Well, then he wouldn't have said yes to the concert tickets.
This is why adults don't have friends. We are showing you right here the complexity of this situation. Am I overcomplicating it? You're over here lying, so I don't even know what to do with you.
I'm not lying. It's not. It's a strategy. It's like pickup artists for friends, almost, right? It's like, or maybe Jerry has like an ulterior motive. You know what I mean? Like, you're out at the concert, and all of a sudden he just starts making out with you. I'm like, Jerry, I just wanted a friend. I didn't want friends with benefits. Just.
Then you make out back and it works out fine.
And then here's it becomes the deal. More than a friendship.
In order to make out, you have to be in person, though. So our friend here, our Georgia friend who asked this question, do you think it's important to have IRL friends? Because like we've said before, a lot of our friends are digital. So does it even matter anymore?
It depends on how your life is structured. Like we just said, it's impossible to get together with friends in real life if you have multiple people you're dealing with, like your kids and stuff like that. So Sometimes it's nice just to have a quick connect over Facebook or something like that. Just like, how you doing? You doing good? Cool. Just new with this. And it's like, boom. And now you don't have to like spend an entire evening catching up with someone. It's just, it's nice little chat.
Rory just gave you some hot advice on how to keep people very intimately close with you. You send them a DM on Facebook and say, hi, how are you? Things are good, fine. And then you let them go so you can continue with your day. That is some real tight friendship, man.
Don't use my words. Use your own words. I'm just saying that's how you – but sometimes that's – I mean, I realize you can't – how about, you know, some of my best friends are actually – they live out of town. So like I've never done this and I probably would never do this. But if you have nothing better to do, why don't you FaceTime them and just have a beer or whatever as you're talking over FaceTime?
I love that you start your advice saying, I've never done this and I would probably never do this, but you should.
There are a lot of losers out there who would do something like that. And these are the people that we are trying – not the guy who asked the question or whatever, but like other people, they would want this sort of – to do that sort of thing. I've done that over COVID. Like I was doing these, like friends would be like, "Oh, let's get a little group chat going on the Zoom or whatever."
Oh God, you're one of those people.
No, I'm not one of those people. That's what I'm trying to tell you. But I was like, "Sure, let's do that." And then like within 2 minutes, like I'm on my laptop, like I've got the window closed and I'm like doing stuff as I'm listening to the conversation. Like, Rory, are you engaged? Nope, because I have ADD. I can't focus on this sort of thing.
Here's the deal. This is what I'm hearing. Okay. Initiating something. That's how you make friends, is you start things, you do things. You're that poor guy who got Rory on the Zoom to try to be his friend, even though he's ignoring you. You initiate stuff. You're the party starter. You're the host. You're the one who invites. I think we have to take responsibility to make friends. Hosting's my love language. I love cooking for people, having people over. I will make you eat until you barf. It's my favorite thing in the world.
What's your go-to if you had to make something for somebody?
Well, we only eat chicken and fish. We don't ever eat any kind of beef or meat or anything like that. So it'll definitely be some kind of chicken dish. I'm really big into desserts and like finger foods and stuff. So you're probably going to be like sick before dinner even happens. But I love being outside too. So I want everything to be outside and there'll be a table outside and people sit outside. And that's the big thing. But hosting for me is the way I'm able to build relationships with people. So have house parties, invite people over, cook up the grill. You don't have to be crazy, but dude, I think over meals and over food, that's when real intimacy happens.
Yeah. Cause
I'm out.
Do you find, and you're right, like even when you're networking for some sort of situation where you want to get to know someone for a project, it's like there's something about sitting down with them in person and having like a real conversation rather than just my aforementioned DMing situation.
And for me, like, food is such a neutralizer because, like, if you're a little awkward, you don't know what to do or whatever, like, if you're doing something like eating or drinking or something like that, you keep your hands busy and there's some kind of common project, I guess, which is to eat. So it's a good starting point. So I don't know, dude, that's what I would do, is be the initiator, have house parties, start stuff, and don't get your feelings hurt when people don't reciprocate because people are busy and not thinking.
That's like assuming you have people in your network right now. But I mean, if you don't, you could try. There's a community, like kickboxing was one of the things that got me a new group of friends. Like I did that for 4 years and I would go every week, multiple times a week to this thing. We never hung out outside of the kickboxing dojo or whatever, but we became friends. I saw them 3 times a week. It was great to catch up on their lives, get to know them a little bit better. And if I wanted to escalate it to outside of the dojo relationship, I could have said, let's all hang out at my place
but
after the big black belt testing for a barbecue or whatever. Same thing with CrossFit, same thing with church. All right. It's just a community of people who are like-minded, have the same interests. And that is what builds that community. So
preach.
Register yourself for some sort of association. As dumb as it is, if you like collecting stamps, you should probably seek a therapist. But there are other people out there who also love stamp collecting. And those are the people you want to hang out with.
Can you imagine being on that little app of yours that you made and like, I collect stamps on Friday nights? You're like, oh, come on, let's be friends.
Oh,
but you brought up a really good point. You said find something about find people who not only are interested in what you are, but are doing something. And so if you think about as an evolution of yourself, who do I want to become, and find the group of people who are doing that thing? Like the kind of friends you're going to meet at a bar or just chilling out or whatever. I'm not saying there aren't good people at a bar, but it's going to be different than somebody at a kickboxing place or,
an
entrepreneurial
person,
thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, if you want to be healthy, go find your community at CrossFit. You know what I'm saying? So like find your tribe, find your vibe. Bueno, find your, I don't know, vibing and tribing. It's important. I have nothing else to say.
But sometimes the bar folks are the nicest people, are the funnest people to hang out with, because who doesn't love a good drink? But it depends.
You know what I mean. You know what I mean.
You're a person who doesn't love exercise, but just loves laying on their backs, manifesting calories being burned, join a yoga studio. Okay, those are your people right there.
This has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but I have to tell you this on the show because this is the hottest tip I've ever heard in my life. When it comes to health, did you know that if you eat vegetables first, you can eat whatever you want?
That's not actually true, but there is a pattern or a sequence to that, and you're absolutely right. I think vegetables is the first one, and then you have to follow it with protein. As long as like sugar is the last one, you're good, I think.
Why are you holding this information back from me? We talk about health all the time, and you've never told me that.
Because I'm not a health professional. I'm just literally a hobbyist.
We are about to break up our friendship right here live on the air. So please don't take any of our advice. Listen, I hope this is helpful. You have anything else, Rory Gardner, to say on friendship?
Value the friendship you have currently. It's like, what's the 5 regrets to the dying? Like one of them is like, I wish I had held on to the friends I had or created a deeper connection with the friends I had or whatever the heck it is. And I forget that. Like, I'm just so in my own thing. You as well. We're busy people. And then when you do finally get to hang out with that person, you're like, I'm glad we did this. You know what I mean? So for me, I'm trying to – my New Year's resolution, I realize it's June right now, is like let's try to make a habit of creating meetings with people. You know what I mean? Like make an excuse to go out. Like I feel – guilty going out with people often because then I'm a bad father, I'm going out on a school night or whatever, but like it's something you need to do, you know.
But you also become a better father because you're becoming more whole as a man and a human, so it's actually a gift for your kids to take care of yourself like that. IMO
ack.
Find us, y'all. Find us over on Instagram. We need some questions from you. It could be on any topic, as long as it's not too deep and crazy and we get confused. But we want to discuss it here on the show, so find us. Link is in the show notes. We love you. Anything else, sir?
Read the book, How to Find Friends and Influence People.
I'm reading that right now. Did I tell you that?
Why did we discuss this at the beginning of this episode?
So that I don't tell us know. Friendship is hard, y'all. Friendship's hard. Stuff like this happens. Okay, we're over time. Bye. Bye.